Dream big and save big on your next backyard project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our Crescent Edgers on sale now through April 12th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. There's a guy on hold that needs your help. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's going on?
Hey, guys. I wanted to see what you guys thought about this. So I broke up with this girl like 2 months ago, but she's completely insane. She drives by my house all the time. She honks the horn. It's obviously her. She knows. I know it's her. She texts my mother. She doesn't even text her back. She texts her nonstop. At one point, she stole my credit card because we bought tickets to a concert one time. So I gave her the info. So she kept it. And she like bought a bunch of stuff on Amazon, had it delivered to her place. I've just been trying to get her out of my life for the last few months. And on top of everything, so we have this mutual friend I went to high school with. So we're Facebook friends. And I've noticed over the past like month that they're dating. So, and I don't know if I should, like, this guy I went to high school with, I haven't seen him like in 9 years. I haven't talked to him. I don't know if I should reach out and warn him or what. I mean, or do I just stay out of it?
Hmm. Oh,
I mean, that's sticky, man. I mean, to me,
psycho.
I usually don't get involved. I mean, the level of psycho has got to be pretty big, right? The credit card thing is kind of next level. On the other hand, Amazon do be saving cards. And if you got shared login information or whatever, I mean, it's pretty easy for those things to happen, but it certainly is malicious. And if they're not returning it.
I have so many questions. Like, what does she text your mom? Like, I can't imagine like one of my kids' exes texting me and then me having to respond to that.
Just like nothing. Like, tell your son to call me and call me. She makes everything seem like it's my fault.
Right.
So, but my mother knows she's crazy. So,
I mean, sometimes too, they just won't go away. They'll text them about anything, right? Oh, did you see this? Oh, did you know this? They think that, you know, that's their in is to be best friends with the family or whatever.
I like how you refer to them as they, as there's a group of crazy ex-girlfriends.
I mean, there's a group of crazy partners out there for each sex. It don't matter. There's plenty of crazy people out there that when you break up, you know that person that just won't go away. And when you have that person, like, you know that anything you do to engage with that person, it's like what they want. Right? You know what I mean? Like, it gets worse.
But do you give the guy the heads up? Remember when Scott Disick sent an Instagram message to one of Courtney's ex-boyfriends, too?
No, I don't
he
remember.
He screenshotted it and said, like, yo, bro, what's up with this girl? And then, took a picture of, like, with Travis Barker, you know, who's now she's married to. Anyway, long story short, the guy blew him up and was like, I'm not your bro. I'm not your friend. Like, don't tell me anything about what's going on with her. And for some reason that pops in my head, because like, you don't get involved. You have to let him figure out for himself that she's nuts.
If you're the new one and you think that everything is good, like it all sounds like sour grapes to me. I'd kind of stay out of it. But you know, the money, that's one thing.
I mean, just still a credit card. You know what? We can certainly ask. If you dated somebody that you knew was detrimental and you knew that they were dating somebody now that was like a mutual friend from years ago, would you give that person a heads up? What do you think about it? 1-800-330-9999. If your crazy ex started dating somebody that you're friends with on Facebook, but you went to high school with them, you haven't seen them in like 10 years, would you give them a heads up that they're nuts? Like so nuts that she stole your credit card information, bought herself some stuff, still texts your mom, and then drives by your house and just slams on the horn? Like that kind of crazy. If you missed it a few minutes ago, we got a call from a guy that's exactly the situation he's in, and he's trying to figure out, should he give his old buddy a heads up not to date this girl, or should he stay out of it? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
I feel like the answer to that depends on, like, what did you do to this poor woman?
Interesting.
Like, really think back, and if he did things to her to make her do these things, keep that to yourself. Don't reach out to anybody. It's your fault that she's like this. But if you really didn't do anything to deserve the wrath of this person, yeah, maybe give the guy a heads up.
Yeah, you got to face your own accountability. What was, you know, your hand in it? Listen, if you were equal partners in the demise of your thing and how it went, you know, best to just kind of let sleeping dogs lie, right?
Because we're trying to paint this guy as a good guy, but what if it's like a Johnny Depp Amber Heard situation where they're both guilty a little bit?
I mean, I don't think they were guilty a little bit of anything. I think they were guilty a lot of it. It was all guilty. It was all messy there.
But I want to know, how messed up are you? Like, you know what? I got your credit card information. I'm just going to buy stuff.
Well,
all right. Okay. All right. That's criminal now. Yeah. Okay.
Right. No matter what you did, you can't still do that. Right. Like, we're in agreement on that. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. Tana and Raven, what do you think?
Gosh, if he doesn't really know the guy and has no stake in it, then he really has nothing to lose. I mean, if it's like a legit horrible thing, like the credit card thing, I think that is enough to say this woman did this thing. So, yeah, I think he should do it.
No matter what I get from somebody else's ex, I'm probably not going to believe it until it's over. Right? I got to learn my own lesson the hard way. So when you're already in the relationship, you get that message from somebody else. It appears to be sour grapes. Now, on the other hand, if I had some screenshots and it was showing some sort of police order or the fact that they had, you know, defrauded me, that would be one thing. That makes sense. But if you just, you know, hit me up and be like, yo, she's crazy, yo, or this, that, whatever, you know, I'm not going to believe that.
The girl that set your car on fire, was that your ex-wife or your ex-girlfriend?
It was my first wife, yes.
Okay, your first wife, when she lit your car on fire.
Yes.
Right after the divorce, 2 weeks later, if you found out that she was dating a guy that you had a mutual friend with on social media, would you have reached out to him?
And said, you know, don't have her around anything flammable?
She literally lit my car on fire.
I didn't want any contact with her whatsoever. It had already gotten that bad.
So you wouldn't reach out to the guy? He's got to have his own car blow up in the driveway?
No, I have no idea where she is even now at this point. She could be hiding in a bush outside. We better be careful.
Tana and Raven, what do you think? Should he mind his own business or reach out?
Mind his own business. People always hate the messenger, first of all. Second of all, what if it goes well? Then he's going to look crazy. And if it goes badly, what's he supposed to do? Go back and say, I told you so? He should just mind his own business. He's just kind of like a little bit friends with the guy, right? It's not like they're best friends forever or from childhood or something. He should just mind his own business.
If they were closer friends or whatever, that guy's breaking the guy code. He didn't talk to him about it before he decided to start dating his ex anyway. So he kind of gets what he deserves at that point.
Mm-hmm. You're right. If they were close enough that he could just date her, then they're not that close. Right. And he doesn't have to say anything.
It's just interesting when you have like all these people that are like third, fourth level acquaintances that you know on Facebook and all that. I mean, remember, Raven, it happened last week. My cousin Joey, who I haven't talked to in what? 2 years now? Three years now? Sent me a message because we have a mutual friend and he's like, yo, cuz, what's up with this chick? And I'm like, serious, Joey? Like, what do you mean?
Keep
like,
me out of it, Joey.
Right.
Saving money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today. Save big.